Well, we're back with Jonathan Weeks. This time we're talking some local cricket. The great news is, the word I heard around the Upper Hunter, is that we can see players hitting the field as soon as the 13th of November. Weeksy, what have you heard about local cricket?
Yeah, of course, in the northern part of the state, everybody's getting into it. May it be Gunnedah or Narrabri, which is great to see. Corindai as well. So you can head down and have a chat with Mick Seville. Go through their website there, corindicricket.com. Get registered for boys and girls. And also for fellas, they're looking to put in a bunch of teams after 3 years ago being absolutely bereft of anything. But now they've got multiple teams there, so that's great to see. Got to be double vaccinated, 80%. But the state is now at about 95% with one dose. And there's still a few cautious people. But you can find out more through playcricket.com.au. Go through our development officer, Matt Williams. His email address is matt.williams@cricketnsw.com.au, and you'll be able to be looked after in regards to that. And the more people we can get into the game, not only playing, but also coaching, scoring and the like, that's really important moving forward for our sport. So some exciting times when it comes to cricket locally, and also we'll have some stuff there in regards to the John Bull Cup, or John Bull Shield, sorry, in the fullness of time as well.
In the Upper Hunter, every single town and village has, if not one, multiple teams. So if you're looking to play Australia's summer sport, then you can definitely find someone to play with. And I'm pretty much sure every single club is more than happy to take on any player that they can get a hold of. Now, Weeksy, what's happening with the Central North Juniors?
Yeah, fantastic. Tomorrow sees the start of the Central North Junior competition, as we explained to you last week, in 13s, 15s and 17s. We've got a bunch of kiddies out there playing. They're going to play the first 2 weeks with the 13s 40 overs and the 50 overs for the 15s and the 17s. And as follows there, of course, tomorrow in the 13s, we've got Gunnedah taking on Armidale. That'll be in Gunnedah. In Maitland, we have games there between the two Tamworth sides and also Maitland. And also Inverell take on Narrabri up in Inverell. Or the Caulfield side, which is Singleton and Musselbrook and Scone, take on Morey. That'll be in Gunnedah. Well, of course, with the 50 over stuff there for the 15s and the 17s, Armidale take on Caulfield. That will be at Corindai there at Henry Street. Narrabri take on Maitland, and that'll be at Scone. Corindai, of course, will host Maitland Gold taking on Gunnedah. Inverell will take on Tamworth Blue, and that'll be at Inverell. While on the 17s there, the Caulfields take on Narrabri, that'll be at Scone. Inverell take on Namoi, and that'll be at Inverell. And Maitland Gold take on Maitland Maroon, and that'll be at Maitland. It's just one of those simple things to look through via the Central North Junior Facebook page when it comes to cricket. Also the senior Facebook page to look forward to, just as we get into things such as the Bradman Cup and that. But this is absolutely vital for the game. They follow the pathway of the rugby stuff there, where on Sundays you get to play a bit of cricket. And as you've heard, it seems a bit wacky and upside down that Gunnedah's playing, you know, Maitland in Corindai. But they're just trying to actually get to a point where kids can have a day out, play a little bit of cricket, and get them into a pathway there where they can play for the Central North side and get into a red cap for the Bradman Cup and also the Kookaburra Cup in the fullness of time.
And to finish off, you got a country champs update?
Yeah, of course, usually held at this time of the year, funnily enough, in the first week of November, as our boys hopefully head off to the country championships when it comes to the Australian Country Cricket Championships. Of course, our red caps there from Central North will find their way through to play in Tuggerah between the 28th and the 30th of January, and then between the 4th and the 6th of February, Shoalhaven will have the southern part of it. And then the final is always held every year at Bradman Overly Barrel, and that'll be on the 13th of February. How we pick a country side and how we have an Australian Country Cricket Championships, we'll sort out in the fullness of time. And also, of course, as we said, we've got the Regional Bash as well, and we'll talk more about that. But you can find out more through regionalbash.com.au. But the most important thing, as you said, beer. You just get out there, be part of the experience via playcricket.com.au, get registered. Use the $100 voucher to register your kids as well and get into the great game as cricket.
Even if you can't play every week, I can guarantee you every single club is more than happy to have someone, because there are days they just, because of shifts, because of whatever reason, they've got 10 players and they'll be scrounging around for that extra bloke. You know, you don't have to play every week, but you can get out and have some fun in the sunshine. We'll keep you up to date as the summer continues in the world of cricket with Jonathan Weeks here on the Sideline View. Weeksy, as always, thank you very much.
Good on you, Beth.